I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a special preview, a teaser really, of my 2009 conversation with Joanna Harcourt Smith, writer, poet, and consciousness activist who passed away just last week. Joanna lived an extraordinary life, living with the Rolling Stones in the 60s, and then meeting Timothy Leary in exile and escaping with him to Afghanistan. If you're interested in hearing the whole conversation or other bonus episodes from The Vault, including conversations with Timothy Leary, Terrence McKenna, Paul Krasner, Harvey Pekar, and others, become a supporter of this show at any level. You'll also get access to our Discord discussion channel and free admission to our live events once we're back on the road. Find out more at teamhuman.fm. Meanwhile, here's a taste of my 2009 conversation with the departed but unforgettable Joanna Harcourt Smith.
I saw very clearly that Timothy Leary was being scapegoated.
Mm-hmm.
And in a certain way, I became the scapegoat of the scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that at the time I had much respect for the people who had supported Timothy in the past before that.
Right. Did you feel that their support was genuine? Did you feel that there was a public coming to your aid from the outside trying to help him get out?
No, I felt that he was totally abandoned. I felt this enormous responsibility at 26 years old of being the only link between this man and the outside world. I felt that he was abandoned by the people, and many people who actually profited from his career.
Mm. And then, when you moved on, you went on a boat for a whole long time after that.
Well, you know, after all this happened and Timothy and I broke up, I kind of felt like leaving the planet to speak to you honestly. And
Right, well, there was a lot of public outcry against you. And
yes, there was. And
but
so,
this moved you into what you're calling sobriety. You know, do you mean that the way we mean it? Like, just basically sort of not using any more drugs?
Well, it's much more than that for me. Yes, I haven't used drugs or had alcohol in 25 years today. But what it also did is that it provoked in me an enormous jump in consciousness and an enormous need to learn and to understand many, many things. You know, from childhood to how a human being is built and why a human being reacts the way she does. And so I began to learn and learn and learn.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's been absolutely magnificent because it's taken me on a path of learning and a path of understanding freedom and understanding beliefs and letting go of those that I find are not useful.
Right. Well, that's where I kind of feel my kinship with you. I had my own good and awful experiences with Timothy, but also with various Eastern gurus trying to understand some of the head trips that they do, and also, you know, experiencing some of the you know, bizarre cultish behavior that sometimes happens in the self-help movement. And I've ended up with a real love-hate relationship with spirituality, where most of it, you know, the kind that you see, you know, if you go to Esalen and look in the catalog, most of this stuff is really indistinguishable from self-improvement. And self-improvement itself is, what is that? Why do I want to improve myself? I thought the point is to annihilate the self, you know. So I kind of see that in your work now at Meta History, and in the way you describe sobriety, is almost to take a more sane and grounded approach to what people call spirituality, rather than this kind of bizarre quest towards self-actualization.
You have just spoken about this beautifully, and I want to go, if it's all right with you, to one of the last paragraphs of your upcoming book. And you say, the best reason to begin reconnecting with real people, places, and value is that it feels good. Happiness doesn't come from the top down, but from the bottom up. The moment we think of ourselves as part of a movement instead of real people will be the moment we are much more susceptible to being disheartened or sidetracked by the business page, the terror alert, the never-ending call to self-interest. But real people doing real things for one another without expectations is the very activity that has been systematically extracted from our society over the past 400 years through the spectacular triumph of corporatism. And this local, day-to-day, mundane pleasure is what makes us human in the first place. So, Douglas Rushkoff, I want to tell you what I'm interested in most deeply, and for that I need to be sober, is in what makes us human one day at a time. Mm. And in relationship and connection with one another, in laughter, how we can make each other laugh.